Well, Lori, first off, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon on CJWE, because on Sunday in George Lane Memorial Park in High River, there is going to be such a wonderful celebration of music, community, a beautiful tradition that has been going on for 20 years. It is the Bandstand Sunday Funday Festival. Oh my goodness, how excited are you?
Oh, we're so excited. This last Sunday, we were talking about it and people are asking about it. Yeah, we're really looking forward to it.
It's going to be such a cool event. So over the last 20 years, there have been, I would say, hundreds of really amazing performers of all kinds of genres and all kinds of acts and all kinds of talents. So what has been your favorite part as one of the now organizers of it?
I think just seeing the variety of skill level, local, as well as people who are traveling through from other parts of Alberta, and just the joy on our audience. It's a free concert. Lots of them will give a donation of whatever they can. People are really proud of it. They take a big ownership of it and love that we are able to continue to bring it to High River.
Yeah, it is such a beautiful thing to do at George Lane Park. Rain or shine, you guys have put this on and you've made it work. And so many community members do come out, like hundreds of people come out on a Sunday afternoon and they set up their lawn chairs, they set up their picnics, and they get to enjoy a really great band or a really great solo artist. So for this to go on for 20 years is such an incredible feature. And you guys are going to be celebrating in a really cool way this upcoming Sunday, August 31st. And there's an extra hour added on to it. So tell us a bit about what we got coming up this Sunday.
Yes, we're really excited to do a show that shows some of our favorites and then also an opportunity to see some new music. So for the 17 years before we, the High River Performing Arts Foundation, started organizing it, it was Ron Schmidt and the Highwood Lions. And Ron Schmidt plays with the Highwood Shedders and Sheddettes, who are one of the most favorite humorous groups here that performs. So we're going to kick it off with them. And then we're going to follow up with Over the Moon, which is near and dear to our community's heart. They've played many times on Bandstand Sundays. And so we're really excited that they're able to come back and play. And then from 3 till 4, we're super excited to have Martina Dawn and her band. So this is kind of throwing us into the future. Hopefully we'll see more people coming out and getting excited about what happens at Bandstands. Yeah, continue this tradition for the next 20 years.
That's what everybody is hoping for, sure, because everybody loves Bandstand Sundays, not just in High River, but like I said, from all over Southern Alberta, you've had people attend this. So Ron Schmidt is going to be celebrated as well, which I know is a bit of a surprise, but we're not going to say anything else about it, just that he's getting celebrated because he is the founder of this, of course. And this is just amazing. So from 1 until 4 at George Lane Park, we got Bandstand Sunday Funday Festival. Oh my goodness, it's going to be so great. Now, Lori, is there anything else you want to mention about, you know, the High River Performing Arts Foundation or Bandstand Sundays? What else do you guys got going on?
Well, we're just about to embark on our Culture Days with the High River Performing Arts Foundation. We do celebration of culture all throughout September, and we're just finalizing some lineups there. So I would urge people to check out our website, thevenuehighriver.com, look at some events that are coming up, and also some rescheduled events, Sarah, because, you know, there was some rain out this summer.
Mm-hmm.
So we are really excited. All our acts will end up playing by the end of September. So King of the Foxes are rescheduled for September 19th. And Pony Jack is rescheduled for, I believe it's September 13th. So we're excited to make sure all the weather-related cancellations get to play this year.
I love that we're able to get music into September. So it feels like our summer doesn't stop.
Right, exactly. And I hope the weather is going to be beautiful.